Now. Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to our Shmiras HaLashon class learning, generally hosted and sponsored by the generosity of the Axelrod family and their gracious hospitality. We are learning remotely still. This Mageifa is not yet behind us. And may the Zchus of our Torah and may the Zchus of our Shmiras HaLashon, may the schus of our coming together to learn, despite the circumstances, bring Yeshuos, Besuros Tovos, and Simchas to us, our families, and all of Klal Yisrael during this very trying time. So if you could please go to your Shmiras HaLashon class WhatsApp group. I posted the Tefillah Al Hadibur there about 20 minutes ago. You need to check that class WhatsApp group so that you have the information. We'll begin with the Tfil Al Hadibur. Ribono Sha'ola, Mihiratsum of Fenecha, Al Rachum Vechanan, Shetizakani Hayam of Vecholyam, Lishmar Pi Ulishani Milash and Hara Urechilus, Vezaher Milidaber, Afilu Al Ishiachid, Vakoshikane Al Kalisho, O Al Chelek Mehem, Vakoshikane Milihisraim Amidusav Shal Kodesh Barhu, Vezaher Milidaber, Diver Sheker Hanufa Macholkes Kaas, Gaiva Ona Astavaram, Habanas Panim, Leit Sanus Vecholdibur Asur. Kaini shelo the daber, ki im davar hatzarich li nani gufi v'nafshi. V'yu kom asai v'diburai l'shem shamayim, amen v'amen. We are learning for an aliyah neshama and a zechiris neshama for Tzvi Gershon ben Yoel v'chana alav hashal. May his neshama have a continuous aliyah in the merit of our learning. And as chus refu shleima, not only for bracha v'gai bas rachel gita, but for all cholim besoch sha'ar Chole Yisrael during this very challenging time. So just a reminder, some people joined us a couple of minutes ago. Welcome and good morning. You must mute your phones. Must. Sometimes I have shirim where people don't, they think they're muted their phones and they don't realize that they didn't. And the background noise becomes very, very challenging. If you do not know how to mute your phone, please sit in a quiet room. Please sit in a quiet room. Do not sit where there's background noise or ringing telephones. I implore and beseech you for the duration of Shir, for the benefit of all of us, to please sit in a quiet room. So I posted on the WhatsApp chat all the information you need in the pages from the Sefer. A handout from Rav Chaim Kani, Efsky Shlita, and let's go. We are on page 166 of the Sefer. If for some reason you do not have it in front of you, again, the pasted pages were posted. I will be reading it to you inside. Okay, we are in Perek Yud Gimel of the Sefer. We are on page 166. Again, I posted those pages just a short time ago on the WhatsApp group. So last time we spoke about the Zechus. If you recall, I'll recap. I just want to give you all Chizuk. Everyone who's calling in, I want to give you Chizuk. I told Alyssa yesterday it should be a big Zechus for the Axelrod family, for Alyssa and her husband and family and the entire extended families, that on YU Torah there are over 100 people who listen to this year. So we who call in, Baruch Hashem, whatever number we are, we should know that the koach of this class is reaching far beyond this phone call, and it should bring schusim to call Yisrael. Page 166. Ulefiza. Oh, so last time we spoke about the schus of Torah. If you recall, we spoke about Ahavas Eretz Yisrael. We quoted Rabbi Reisman Shlita. We quoted the letter from Avchaim Kanievsky about protection, Shmir from COVID-19. We spoke about the schus of the women who send their sons and their husbands to learn Torah. We quoted a vignette from of Moshe Turska, Shemin Komdamo, about who his wife would wait for him when he came home from his Shavuos learning. It was one of the most uplifting parts of his Shavuos. So, page 166, new information. Ulefiza, Osam Ha'anashim, and according to this, these men, She'ein lahem schus ha-Torah klal, there are some people who do not have at all any merit of Torah learning. She'ein ha-mekayimim afilu mitzvahs kriya shema. There are some people who, Rachman al-Atzlan, do not even observe the mitzvah of kriya shema, which is the most basic mitzvah of every year, to be makaba ol machu shemaim, v'gam b'neihem ein emosim u'beis ha-sefer, and also their children, they do not give them over, i.e. they do not send them to learn in beis ha-sefer, in yeshiva, in Talmud Torah, in beis medrash, v'gam ein machzikim Torah klal, and they do not uphold Torah at all. So remember, There's two parts to Torah learning. There is the Yisachar and there is the Zevulun. Some people like Yisachar have time to sit and learn Baruch Hashem and uphold the world with their Torah learning. And some like Zevulun have time to go out to the seashore, from the shore to the sea, and they sail across the world proverbially and they make Parnasa and they uphold Yisachar. That is represented in the Aron Kodesh that sat in the Kodesh HaKadashim. The Aron, the Chofetz Chaim actually explains in his commentary to Chumash, the Aron itself represents Torah, Keser Torah, the tribe of Yisachar, but the poles, the badim of the Aron that never left the Aron, the badim represent Zevulun who holds up Torah. So here the Chavetz Chaim says, let's say you have those people, they don't have the Zchus of Torah, they don't uphold even the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, they do not send their children to learn, and not only that, Eina Machzikim Torah Kal, they don't even uphold Torah, they're not even the badim of the Aron, never mind that they're not Kovei Itim the Torah, never mind that they don't do the very basic. They don't even send their children to learn, but they don't even uphold Torah. They don't support Torah institutions. Look at what he says here, always seeing the good. The Chofetz Chaim says that their souls will certainly earn a place in Gan Eden, despite the fact that they don't have Torah, and they don't have Kriya Shema, they don't send their children to learn, and they don't uphold Torah. Nevertheless, they will have a portion in Gan Eden because they must have certainly upheld some mitzvah in their day. Kamosha Amru, like the sages say, Call Yisrael, Yesh Lam Chedak, Olam Haba, because all of Israel have a Chedak to Olam Haba. But how I think about it is, so if all of Israel has a Chedak to Olam Haba, then why work so hard? Why, you know, if I'm automatically getting in, so why do I have to guard my tongue? And if I'm automatically getting in, so why do I have to be makbid on the bracha that I'm making? Is it the correct bracha? Is it not the correct bracha? Why make a bracha at all? And if I'm automatically getting in, why bother giving tzedakah? Call Yisrael, Yesh Lam Chedak, Olam Haba. So why do I have to worry about mitzvahs? Why do I have to worry about tikkun ha Midos. Why do I have to worry about halacha? I'm not getting in. So I think we could think about it like a stadium, Havdil, okay? Like a stadium, and some people are so far up in the bleachers, what they call the nosebleed section. Again, this is Havdil of Alfa Havdalim, Mamish, but just to give us some sort of ha'ara or idea of what we're talking about, that they can't see what's going on, and they're so high up, you know, the air is thin up there, that's why I call the nosebleed section, and they're on like the high altitude, and they really can't see the plays, and they can't hear the umpire call, and they really have no idea what's going on. Yeah, you got into the stadium, but the tickets were so cheap, somebody was practically giving them away for free because nobody wants to sit up there. And then you have the middle section, and then you have the third baseline, and then you have behind the dagot, and those are lahavdil, please, everyone understand. Then you have behind the dagot, and those are the best seats in the stadium. You can hear the ump, you could see the ball, you could hear the crack of the bat as it smashes the ball into a home run outside of the stadium. Those are the best seats, and everybody wants to be there. So why should I work? Because the fum ta'ara agwa, right at the end of Pirkei Avos, according to the effort, is the reward. So it might be very nice to get into the stadium, but you want to have a seat for eternity? So far up that you can't even bask in, you can't even appreciate the yeshiva shamala, or do you want a better seat? So of course we have to work so hard. Nevertheless, the Chofetz Chaim says, everyone certainly has a portion in Olam Haba, aval le'inyan chiyas hameit to chiyas hameisim, look what he says, but for the matter of the resurrection of the dead, lugufam, for their bodies, heim b'sakana gedola. So yes, every yid, every Jew is going to get into Olam Haba based on some mitzvah that he certainly did in his lifetime, said the Chofetz Chaim. However, what is the problem? The inyan tchias hamesim, for the matter of the resurrection of the dead, lugufam, for their bodies, heim b'sakana gedola. They are in a great sakana. Achri she'en lehem zchus ha-Torah, because how will they possibly have a resurrection of the dead in the time of tchias hamesim if they do not have the zchus of Torah? And this, I just think now, in this time of COVID-19, in this time of Pachad, and this Gezerah upon us from Shemayim, this statement really resonated with me in a strong way, because yes, we have to protect our nefesh and our neshama, and of course we have to be marbits in matters of Torah, ma'isim tovim, chesed and tzedakah, and things that bring chusim to our neshama. But the Chofetz Chaim is teaching you also have to protect your guf. You also have to be careful that your guf should not be in a sakana gedola. And I think that now, given the circumstances, I believe we are in week 3 of this basic lockdown, if you will. Our Bate Knesios and Bate Midrashos remain closed almost 3 weeks since Purim. Right after Purim, everything went into a lockdown mode, more or less. And yes, we have to take care of our guf as well. A person is comprised of a guf and a neshama, and the Ribbono Shel Olam expects us to take care of both. But he says, for those people who don't have zchus of Torah and don't have the zchus of haschakas Torah, upholding Torah, so they are in great danger. Next paragraph on page 166. Again, if you just joined us, please go to the Shmiras HaLashon class WhatsApp group. You will see there the handouts that I posted for today that you need. Page 166, bottom paragraph. Va'amarti l'nafshi, and the Chavetz Chaim says, I said to my soul, Halo im yish'alu osam, is it not if you will ask them, im ma'aminim b'Torah min ha'shamayim? Do you believe in Torah min ha'shamayim? You would ask these people who don't have the haschakas HaTorah, who don't even say Kriya Shema, who don't send their children to learn, who don't even uphold Torah, and you ask them, you know, do you believe that Torah is from Shemayim? B'vaday yashivu sheheim ma'aminim. Certainly they will reply, yes, we believe. And I thought that this was a very interesting comment of the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim is not his real name, of course. The Chavetz Chaim was Rav Kagan, Rav Yisrael Meir Cohen HaKagan Miradin. Okay. Why was he called the Chafetz Chaim? He was called the Chafetz Chaim after Kapitol Lamed Dalet of Tehillim, as in, Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim, ohev yamim lir'os tov, nitzar l'shon chamera usfasach medaber mirma. So we tend to focus on the fact that he's the Chafetz Chaim because he was nitzar l'shon chamera, he was one who desires life because he guarded his tongue from evil and his lips from deceit. But if you note, before those words, Miha Isha Chafetz Chaim, says David HaMelech Yisrael, who is the man who desires life? HaChafetz Chaim, Ohev Yamim, he loves days, Lir Os Tov. That comes before Nitzar L'shon Chamira, Lir Os Tov, to see the good. And I thought that this was a very beautiful statement of the Chavetz Chaim here. I think if you go ask the Hamon Am, do you think that Jews who do not say Kriya Shema, who don't have any Zchus of Torah, who don't send their children to yeshiva, who do not uphold Torah, do you think they believe that the Torah is from Shemayim? I think we would venture to say that such Jews do not believe in Torah min HaShemayim. But the Chavetz Chaim, with his ability to always see the good, said, of course, those Jews will answer you. We believe Torah is min ha'shamayim. It just shows us the beauty of seeing the good in every single Jew. It reminded me of Rav Levi Yitzchak Abarditchov, Zchusei Yagen Aleinu, who is known as the great advocate of the Jews, who always saw the good in his fellow Jew. There's a famous story about Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev, the great Berditchever. And he was once walking on Yom Kippur on the streets of Berditchev. You may know the story. It's a very famous story about Lamaisa. Rav Levi Yitzchak was known as the greatest defender of the Jews. The greatest, we have Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, but he was known to be a great defender of the Jews who always saw the good in his fellow Jew. So he was once walking on the streets on Yom Kippur, and he saw a Jew walking on the street who was smoking. So he said to him, Rav Yid, perhaps you don't know it's Yom Kippur today. So the Jew said, oh no, Rabbi, I know it's Yom Kippur. So Rav Levi Yitzchak said, perhaps you don't know that Jews belong in synagogue today. So he said, I know we belong in Shul today. So he said, perhaps you don't know it's Asur to smoke today. So the Jew said to Rav Levi Yitzchak in a very brazen affront, he said, oh no, I know you're not allowed to smoke today. So what could you say to such a Jew? So Rav Levi Yitzchak looked up at Shemayim, and he said, Hashem, your Torah says in Parashas Mishpati, Midvar, Sheker, Tirchak, I have a mitzvah to stay far away, a doraisa, to stay far away from Sheker, words of falsehood. And Levi Yitzchak looked at Shemayim and he said, look at this, Hashem, on Yom Kippur, you have a Jew who does not want to tell a lie. That's what this statement of the Chavetz Chaim reminded me of, that if you ask these Jews who have obviously thrown off the yoke of Torah, they don't even know Kriya Shema, if they believe that Torah is from a Shemayim, they will certainly say they believe. V'imkein, if so, yesh plia gedola aleihem. If so, we have a great complaint against them. Halo batehem asher heim darim behem. If not, is it not that their houses in which they live? Sheheim rak eitzim ba'alma. What is a house made of? It's built of wood of this world. It's nothing. Okay, so today it's not built of wood anymore. Well, it is actually the structure, the frame inside. And you have, I don't know, you have plywood, I'm not a builder, and you have plaster, and you have shingles, and you have stucco, and you have bricks. But what is that really? That's really nothing. It's Gashmius. Kol echad kosvo ba'ach rayus. Everyone writes with responsibility. Ta sitar chirin bituach. In other words, bituach is insurance. They take upon themselves insurance. Mechames safik pain yis rafu be'esh. Why? Because when a person builds a house, even though it's only from wood, so you can imagine in Radin, that is probably a very small town, the houses were all made from wood. We've all seen pictures of what the towns in Europe looked like in those days. And even though it's a house that it's wood, it's so flimsy, what does a person do? A person writes a contract of insurance because he has a safek, God forbid, maybe it'll be burnt in fire. And therefore, he will have enough money to rebuild it if what happens, if it burns down, and he wants to build it again. So he will have. Why does he take that achrayus, that responsibility, that insurance upon himself? So that he will have funds with which to rebuild his house from new. If we take insurance, even though there's a safek, it's not absolutely the Ezra Sashem, Siyata Deshmai. Most houses that people build are not burned in fire. Nevertheless, everyone gets homeowner's insurance. So he says, why do you get homeowner's insurance? You get homeowner's insurance because you're nervous lest something will happen to your house and you want to have funds to rebuild. Okay, this reminded me of something that the Chafetz Chaim writes. This is from a different sefer, Shavive Or. Okay, I'm not sure what sefer this is. I'll tell you, I got this source. I went back to look for it. Alyssa, I was scrolling through all my photos on my phone. You should know. It's from, I heard Rav Shai Shechter mention in a shir, this goes back to 2017, we are in 2020, in the secular calendar year. I went through all my photos, I said, I know I have this picture, I need to find it to quote in this class. So this is a sefer called Shavive Or. Also, I heard Rav Shai Shechter quote in a shir, and I reached out to him, and he sent me the source inside. Here we go. It's a quote from the Chafetz Chaim, which relates to, I think, what we just mentioned about the taking out insurance. Rabbeinu Chafetz Chaim haya omer. The Chafetz Chaim used to say, our rabbi, the Chafetz Chaim used to say, Kasher beis anashim osim iska, when two men make a business, o kinyan beinehim, or they purchase something between themselves. In other words, two men enter into business deal, the kosvim din vidvarim, and they write up a contract. As kololim baza, as kol ha'efshar reyus, and they write all the possibilities in the contract. Kegon sreifa, like if there is a fire and their business burns down, and what if this happens, and what if that happens, v'chuli. In other words, what if one of them dies before it's time, and one of them has a son who wants to go into the business, and what if the sales go bad, and what if it burns down, or what if robbers come, v'lama lo yikalalu im yavol Mashiach. The Chafetz Chaim is very upset. He said, you have a whole contract, you covered every possibility of what might happen, so therefore you took business insurance and you have a contract to free both of you, so no one is liable. The lama lo yichalalu im yavo Mashiach. But what did you not include? What happens if Mashiach comes? Allah says the Chafetz Chaim, ha'emesu she'anashim lo choshrim al zeh klal. The reality is, this is a quote from the Chafetz Chaim, that people do not think about this at all. So take a contract or you take insurance and you write every possibility of what might happen in the event of this and the event of that. But what about what might happen to your business or your house if Mashiach comes? You're so worried about a fire, which Be'ezos Hashem will probably statistically, I know Hashem doesn't going to go according to statistics, but Be'ezos Hashem will never happen. You're so worried about that. What about the fact that Mashiach might come? Do you think about that? What about the fact that Chafetz Chaim is going to say in this sefer, there's going to be Tchias HaMesim? We don't even think about the end of days. We don't think about Mizman HaMashiach. We don't think about Tchias HaMesim. So says the Chafetz Chaim, Im Kain, Gufcha Shebevadai Yichlal HaBasov. Certainly, you're so worried about your house and you take out a contract and you're so worried about your business and you take out a contract. What about your body? That's certainly a person's body. Yichlal HaBasov. In the end, Adam Yesodo Me'afar V'sofo La'afar B'nafsho La'viyachmo. Say it in the Yamim Noram Trilas by Yonasana Tokef. It's declared Befeirush. Adam Yesodo Afar. Yesofa Afar. We're so worried about our business. We're so worried about our houses. Chafetz Chaim says, does anybody think about Tchias HaMesim in the time of Mashiach? Kisof kol Adam Lamus. Because Admeya Ve'esrim Shana. The end of every person is Gmaves. Oh, I want to share with you something that I didn't think of when I was preparing, but actually I will share it with you now. As I just thought of it. He says, Sof kol Adam lamus. Okay, the end of every man is maves. So I am finishing up the biography now of Yaakov Edelstein, which I enjoyed very much, Art School biography. I think that Art School has been advertising free shipping. If anybody's looking for something to read over Pesach, I do recommend this book very much. It's called Reaching to Heaven, the biography of Rav Yaakov Edelstein Zatzal, written by Sivan Rechav Meir and her husband, Yedidya Meir. It is Rav Yaakov Edelstein Zatzal, his brother, Shlita, Rav Gershon Edelstein, is one of the Gedolei Hadar, Rosh Hashiva of Panovich. So he said, writes something very interesting in this book here. I'm just turning it to it for you. We just read in the Chafetz Chaim says, we're so worried about all our gashmis, our business and our houses, we don't even think about Tchias HaMesim and the time of Mashiach. Because the reality is, says the Chafetz Chaim, the end of every person is Maves. Okay. So here we go. I'm quoting from Reaching to Heaven, this biography, page 331. In the framework of making a spiritual accounting of his life, Rav Yaakov Edelstein took a sheet of stationery from the hospital and he wrote the following on Motzei Shabbos, Parshas Pekudei, 2016, 5776. He wrote the following letter, addressed to myself from one who is lying sick in the internal medicine ward 5. When I was a child, he wrote to himself, weeklies for children were brought into my house. And one of them was a regular column that featured riddles that required knowledge of Tanakh or of Hebrew language. For example, where in the Torah are there 5 words in a row, each spelled with 2 letters? Okay, that was an example. As I lie here, I remember one riddle. He says that they always printed the solutions the next week. He remembered one riddle, and it went like this. What is the end of life and the beginning of death? Okay, the end of life and beginning of death. The solution that appeared the next week was the letter Mem. I'm going to repeat it. What is the end of life and the beginning of death? And the answer is the letter Mem. Why? Because Mem is the last letter of the word Chayim, life, and it is the first letter of the word Maves, death. Chayim ends with Mem Sofis. Maves ends with regular Mem. Lying here, wrote Rav Yaakov Edelstein, I suddenly realized there is a very deep idea here. The moment that my life in this world concludes, he wrote, will be the beginning of my life in the afterlife. And he says that's why the word Maves contains Mem, whose shape has an opening. So he doesn't write this, but I'm thinking to myself, that's pretty obvious. Chayim ends with an ender mem. An ender mem, or a mem sophis, is a closed mem. It indicates that your life in this world is now closed. But you move from, interestingly, an ender mem to an open mem, which indicates that your true life is just beginning. This world is only an antechamber. Haskein atzmecha bepruzdar. Chazal tells clearly in Pirkei Avos, prepare yourself in this antechamber. Why? Because you want to get to the true life in the next world. How interesting that I'm going to repeat it, the riddle was, the end of life and the beginning of death is the letter mem. But I think it's even more impactful to recognize that the chayim ends with an ender mem, or mem sofis, that's closed. Your life in this world is now closed. But a person should never think that life of a Jew ever closes entirely, because that ender mem gives way to the open mem of maves. And what looks so final, maves, what looks with absolute finality is really not. It's really a gateway into the life of Gan Eden, but as Rosh Hashem writes, Rav Yaakov Edelstein, the moment my life in this world concludes, ender mem, well, the beginning of the afterlife, open mem, maves. This is why the word maves, he writes, contains the letter mem, whose shape is an opening. What will the afterlife be like, he writes? Well, everyone is individual. And he says it depends on how we prepare on Erev Shabbos. Kol Torech b'Erev Shabbos Yochel b'Shabbos. So too, Kol Torech b'Olam Hazeh Yochel b'Olam Haba, goes back to the analogy we gave of the stadium before. However much effort I put into this world will be what my life will be like in the next world. So last line or sentence on page 166, because we just said, Imkein gufcha shebevaday yichla labasov. Certainly, a person's body is nothing in the end. Chayim ends with a closed mem. It's nothing. Kisov ko adam lamus. The end of all man is death. There is no one, someone said to me a little while ago, there is no one long before this COVID-19, pacha rachman al tzlan no aleinu. Hashem should bless us all with arichos yamim and shanim to be able to fulfill Torah and mitzvos, because one thing we cannot fulfill in the next world is mitzvos. one thing we cannot fulfill in the next world is acquiring more zchusim for ourselves. I just thought of something interesting while I'm talking. You're not with me to work this through together. Please remember to sit in a very quiet room. But in general, I commend everybody who's calling in. It is in generally very, very quiet. And I and all who are listening greatly appreciate your commitment to calling in, sharing Torah, and sitting quietly. Thank you. Really, I really thank you, Mayim Akei Halev. But I just thought of something very interesting. You know, it's interesting. Mitzvos has the word maves in it with a tzadi. So what distinguishes us in life is that we are not dead because we have tzadi stands for tzivli. Mitzvos, okay, think of the word. It's maves. But there's a tzadi. It's an open mem. So when you can still fulfill the tzivui of Hashem, the command of Hashem, then you actually still have life. You are not yet in a state of maves because of the ability to fulfill mitzvos tzivui. Gadol ha-mitzuva va'osa, misha eno mitzuva va'osa. When we fulfill the mitzvos, the tzivuim of Hashem, that takes maves away and gives us life. That's really cool, beautiful. Wow, Torah is amazing. I didn't think of that when I was preparing, but I think that that's a very interesting and compelling thought. Nothing in Lashon HaKodesh, absolutely nothing in Lashon HaTorah is an accident. It's not an accident that mitzvos is maves plus a tzadi. Tzadi stands for tzivui. Okay, the imkein guf chashev v'vaday yichal b'sof. Certainly, a person's body in the end will be finished. Kisof ka adam amus. We just quoted from Rabbi Yaakov Eilstein, a very interesting word about the mem. Every man is going to die. Yisodo me afar. Vayitzar Hashem elokim uhu. Vayitzar Hashem elokim es adam afar min ha'adama. Remain from afar. V'sof al afar. I'm going back to afar. And how could a person not look for advice, meaning a way, a path, a tool that to bring himself back anew? So in other words, the time is chiyus amesim. Every person wants to come back. That's why Yaakov Avinu, one of the reasons, Yaakov Avinu did not want to be buried in Mitzrayim. Al not to be buried in Mitzrayim. He wanted to be back. A number of reasons. He didn't want the Egyptians to worship him. He didn't want Kinim to overrun his body, Rashi says. But one of the things is, at the time of Tchias HaMesim, he also wanted to be in Eretz Yisrael. He didn't want to have to roll with by the time of the resurrection of the dead. Again, this is topics that we really cannot fathom or understand, but we have an absolute belief in Yemos HaMashiach, and Bias HaMashiach, and Tchias HaMesim. How exactly will it happen? We have no idea, absolutely no idea, but it will happen. So don't you want to know how to save yourself, how to protect yourself, how to ensure that you will come back at the time of the resurrection of the dead? You're so worried about your house, which is going to burn down, that you take insurance, which probably won't ever burn down. Aren't you worried about your goof? You're so worried about your business, I quoted from an outside source, that you have every kind of possibility and eventuality of what might happen to your business, but you don't even think about the fact that Mashiach might come. Dahainu al yedei ha'achzakas ha'torah. How can you ensure that a person will come back at the time of the resurrection of the dead? Only through one thing. Ha'achzakas ha'torah. Strengthen yourself in learning. Strengthen yourself in Torah. Strengthen yourself in mitzvos. Oh my gosh, I just saw something so cool. Ready? It is Arv Pesach, of course. And we have a principle of Kimcha de Pischa and Ma'os Chitim. We collect money to give to those who are in need. We support Torah. There's a Pesach Rabbi campaign through Shiva Darche Torah. We support Tamei Chachamim, our Rabbein, those in our community who are in need. Achi Yezer has a fund. I just thought of something so cool. Ready? Oh my gosh, you're going to love this. I'm sorry I'm not with you. This is amazing. Remember we said that mitzvos is maves with a tzadi. And I never thought of it before I was actually talking. This is based on Rabbi Yaakov Eilstein, that mitzvos is maves with a tzadi. And I mentioned that what saves us from maves is fulfilling the tzivuim, the tzadi of Hashem. That is what saves us from maves, is to be a mitzuva v'osa. Whatever, whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, whether you're a kohen, whether you're a melech, whether you're a katan, you have a certain mitzvah for you. to fill that sadi, that tzivu, it saves you from abbas. But I just saw something else while I'm speaking, because he says, hachzakas ha-Torah, supporting Torah, learning Torah, supporting our Talmidei Chachamim, ensuring that people in our community can make Pesach, Kimcha, de Pischa, Maos Chitim, ready? So cool. We also say, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Ready? Ready? Maybe some of you know what I'm about to say. Tzedakah tatzil mimaves. Oh! That's amazing. Listen to what I just said. Tzedakah tatzil mimaves. That is exactly correct. Mitzvos are maves with a tzadi. Tzedakah tatzil mimaves. If you want to be saved from maves, put the tzadi of tzedakah. You have the mitzvos, and then you will be saved from death. That is very, very amazing. So the last thing, I hope I explained it well. Tzedakah tatzil mimaves, mitzvos is mavas with a tzadi. Amazing. Wow, mamish amazing. Baruch pokeach ivrim. Ki heim chayinu v'oroch yameyu v'am nagam yamam b'layla. So the last thing we read on page 166 is, so of course you want an etzah, says the Chofetz Chaim, to bring yourself back at the time of Tchias HaMesim. Of course you want an etzah. Says Chavetz Chaim, what should he do in time of Mashiach? What should he do? Hachzakas HaTorah. So I'm going to quote from Maseches Menachos. Very interesting Gemara, Maseches Menachos, 99b. Here we go. Sha'al ben Dama, ben Achoso shel Rabbi Yishmael. Ask Rabbi Yishmael, ben Dama, who was the son of the sister of Rabbi Yishmael. In other words, ben Dama asked his uncle, Rabbi Yishmael. Ask Rabbi Yishmael. So what did Ben Dama ask him? Ben Dama was a very smart person. And he asked his uncle, Kigon ani, shalamadati kol Torah kulam. Ben Dama apparently learned all Torah. He goes to his uncle and he says, listen, Rabbi Yishmael, my uncle, I learned kol Torah kulam. Mahu lomod chachmas yevanis. Can I go and learn chachmas yevanis? Can I go and learn Greek wisdom? So he wanted to learn something else. He said, I learned the whole Torah. Now that I learned the whole Torah, it was a baki and called Torah Kula, can I go learn Chachmas Yevanis? In other words, Greek wisdom, Kara Alav HaMikra. So his uncle answered him by quoting a pasuk. Kara Alav HaMikra Zeh. His uncle answered by quoting this pasuk. What pasuk? Lo Yamush Sefer HaTorah Hazeh Mipicha. Lo Yamush Sefer HaTorah Hazeh Mipicha. These words of Torah should not be removed or moved from your mouth. V'higisibo yamam v'layla. Okay, pasuk from Sefer Yoshua. In the beginning of Sefer Yoshua, Hashem tells Yoshua, you must contemplate, you must meditate upon, you must be involved in Torah when yamam v'layla. So I'm going to repeat it again. Ben Dama goes to his uncle. This is Menachos 99b. It says to his uncle, I learned Kol Torah Kulo. Could I go please learn Chachma Yevanit? Chachma Yevanit, Greek wisdom. So Ben Rabbi Yishmael answered, with a brilliant answer, a little bit tongue-in-cheek, so to speak, but with a brilliant answer of Torah. So he says to him, listen, Ben Dama, my nephew, what are you going to do? There is a pasuk that says, Lo yamush sefer HaTorah zemipicha v'igisa bo yamam v'layla. This sefer Torah shall not leave your mouth. You must contemplate it day and night. So after quoting that pasuk, his uncle said, Tzei uvedok, go out and check. Sha'al she'enu lo min hayom v'lo min halayla v'lamed bo chachmas yevanis. His uncle said to him, no problem. You want to learn chachmas yevanis? I'll tell you what you could do. Since the pasuk says you must contemplate Torah day and night, go out and find an hour in the day. Find a time in the day. It's not yom. It's not layla. And then you could learn chachmas yevanis. I'll repeat it again in the Lashon of the Gemara. He comes to his uncle and he says, I learned the whole Torah. And I learned Chachmas Yevanis, Kara Alav HaMikra. Now that I translated, I'm going to read in the Lashon of the Gemara. Kara Alav HaMikra Hazeh, Lo Yamush Sefer Torah Zeh Mipicha V'Gisu Bo Yama V'Layla. Tzei U'Bedok, Sha'a She'enu Lo Min Hayom, V'Lo Min Halayla, V'Lo Man Bo Chachmas Yevanis. You want to learn Chachmas Yevanis? No problem. But since you have a command to learn by day and by night, if you want to involve yourself in something that's not Torah, what do you have to do? Find a time that's not day, that's not night, and you could go learn Chachmas Yevanis. So if you want to know how you have a zchus to be saved from Maves, if you want to know how you have a zchus in the time of Tchias HaMesim, if you want to know how you have a zchus, the Chavetz Chaim says elsewhere, in the time of Yemos HaMashiach, it's not by being involved in the inanities of this world, in the nothingness of this world. It is hachzakas HaTorah, whether you are Yisachar and you manage to sit and learn all day, or whether you are Zevulun, who should of course still be Koveya Itim the Torah, but who understands the importance of upholding Torah and Torah scholars. Fine, that's your zchus. I'm now going to quote what I originally planned to quote from the Rabbi Yaakov Edelstein biography, which is why I had it in front of me for Shir. Okay, but Hashem ensured that I had it in front of me also because of the insight of Chaim Mamavis. I'm quoting stopping now from reaching for heaven? Page 56. Rav Edelstein's original plan was to continue learning and teaching in yeshiva. But after he was appointed chief rabbi of Ramat HaSharon, that's what he spent his life being mechazek, teaching, strengthening, loving, and guiding the community of Ramat HaSharon. Okay? After he was appointed chief rabbi of Ramat HaSharon, he asked the Chazon Ish, Zatzal, what would happen to his learning? The Chazon Ish answered, open a yeshiva. And so Rav Edelstein opened Yeshivat HaSharon in the village of Ramat HaSharon. The Chazon Ish closely followed the yeshiva's development and ruled they must learn in Ivrit, modern Hebrew. Why? For the Bachrim from the Middle Eastern countries, and for the many Ashkenazim who didn't grow up speaking Yiddish, in this generation they must learn in Ivrit. The Chazon Ish also financed the construction of a small hut for the yeshiva, which was known as the Chazon Ish's hut. The Israeli newspaper, the Ma'ariv, reported with excitement the inauguration of Yeshivat HaSharon. It started with 3 students, and today numbers 100. Its curriculum includes both Torah and secular studies. The students are a living example of the Kibbutz Galiot, was in the Ma'ariv, from dozens of countries. Here learn students from Kiryat Shmona, Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, settlements in the Sharon region, and even the Negev. In 5713-1953, when Rav Edelstein's eldest son, Mordechai Shmuel, was born, the Chazon Ish came to Ramat HaSharon to serve as Sandek. Okay, so we're going back to the days of the establishment, really, the day was established in 48. The Chazon Ish came to serve as Sandek to his son in 1953. During that visit, he tested the Talmidim of Yeshivat HaSharon and he blessed them. When Rav Edelstein taught Parshas Vayigash, he would discuss how Yehuda was sent to Egypt first by Yaakov, we know, because Rashi tells us famously, to set up a yeshiva. So Yehuda descended to Egypt to concern himself first and foremost with setting up the yeshiva. Quote, even before Yaakov Avinu had a place to live, before he had a bed in which to sleep, he vowed he would have a place where he could learn, which is why the Es Yehuda shalach lefanav lahoros Geshona. He sent Yehuda to Goshen before him, lahorot, lahoros lefanav, from Torah, Mora, Hora'ah. He didn't send him to find an apartment. He didn't send him to find a house. He didn't send him to open a supermarket. The first thing he sent Yehuda was set up a yeshiva. When there's a yeshiva, I can come there. Torah study, continues Rav Edelstein, was the foundation. It is in countries where the study of Torah slackened, right, to Edelstein, that there was the greatest assimilation. People told themselves, fine, the children won't learn Torah, but at least they'll put on tefillin and keep Shabbos. But those things like tefillin and Shabbos do not endure without Torah study. So the first thing I did in Ramat HaSharon, as per the Chazon Ish, was open a yeshiva. Not enough to keep the mitzvahs, but Torah tziva. There we come back to that tzad again. Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Morasha kilas Yaakov. And that's what the Chavetz Chaim says on the bottom of page 166. If you want to know how to ensure that you will come back in the time of Tchias HaMeisim, if you want to know how to protect your guf, not only your neshama, if you want to know how to protect yourself for your Mos HaMashiach, Es Yehuda shalach lefanav lehoros lefanav geshona, you must uphold Torah. So I'm going to go now. You see, we have 5 minutes left. I'm going to go now to the Chavetz Chaim, a lesson a day. By the way, Alyssa, I don't know if you saw, but Rav Yaakov Bender Shlita has been sending out periodic email updates. We only have 5 minutes left to share, so I'm going back to the Chavetz Chaim, a lesson a day. We will, but as Rosh Hashem, continue next time. I still have much more prepared, but I always prepare too much. It should be a schus, a richus yamim mashanim. Hashem should give us the opportunity to come back to learn what I prepared more as a schus for all of us. We tell Hashem, give us a richus yamim mashanim so we can improve and increase our learning and improve and increase our mitzvahs and ben adam mechaver and ben adam amakom. What I wanted to say is that Rav Yaakov Bender Shlita has been sending out different email updates, and in one of the emails before Shabbos, he sent out saying, you know, we don't know why this has happened. Obviously, we don't know what Shmira is, but he said there is one segula that is tried and true and proven, which is to learn, I don't know if you saw this, 2 halachos of Shmiras Halashon a day. Okay, so here we are learning 2 halachos between teachers and student. Lashon Hara initiated by children and accepted as fact by their believing parents is often a cause of major injustice. It happens all too often that one or two key students in a class arbitrarily take a disliking to the teacher. Unfortunately, Rahman al-San, this is true still today. And stories are exaggerated and circulated. It's so easy, unfortunately, for this to happen. Well-meaning parents accept their children's account of the going on in school, and before long, the teacher finds himself struggling to defend his position. As every adult knows, student dissatisfaction is not necessarily an indication of a teacher's inadequacy. That is for sure true. Children, bless them. That's the Tino Kosher Beis Rabbanan. They give this tremendous chosim, but they also sometimes exaggerate. The student's version of a situation must be considered, but may not be accepted as fact. A thorough and discreet investigation, which will not cause the teacher embarrassment, must be conducted before a teacher is declared at fault. Now, we cannot just, even though we have a tendency, we want to believe our children. I don't know if she's on the call, but I know at least we have one teacher who's part of this chabura. We can't believe everything that a child says is absolute fact against a teacher without doing a thorough investigation. You can mamash ruin a teacher's life for absolutely no reason, but the child brought home a slander, lashon hara. A teacher, too, must avoid believing accusations. Oh, this is also very important. This is a lesson to the teacher. A teacher must avoid believing accusations directed by students against one another. Here too, an investigation is called for. Unless the facts can be established as truth, no action should be taken. Very important lesson for parents. Just because the child comes home and says something against the teacher, it should not be accepted as with blind faith. And the teacher, furthermore, cannot accept what the student says absolutely without an investigation. Halacha too, and with this we will close our shir. Rumors. Halacha allows for certain rumors to be reckoned with, but never, never are they to be accepted as fact. It is important to note the halachic qualifications which distinguish a rumor that may have some credence from that which is mere character assassination. Listen to those words. It is important to note the halachic qualifications which distinguish a rumor that may have some credence from that which is mere character assassination. If the subject is known to have enemies in the community who are very possibly the rumor's source, it may not be granted any legitimacy. Rumors fly, especially in today's day and age of WhatsApp and social networking. It's very difficult, and we should take very careful before we believe anything that is passed around about other people. Even if everyone in the community has a favorable opinion of the subject, the rumor would have to circulate throughout the community for 1.5 days without losing strength before it could be taken seriously. So it has to be really proven that there's something behind this rumor. It cannot have been started by people who have a personal vendetta or a personal campaign or subjectivity. It can't just be something that people start forwarding without any knowledge of if it's true, which today it is unfortunately so relevant. When a rumor does seem to have validity, halacha allows for it to cast doubt on the status of the persons involved. For example, when the report concerns the subject status as a kohen or similar issues of lineage, the unfortunate reality is that rarely is a rumor anything more than wide-scale lashon hara. And therefore, even when halacha grants a rumor some degree of validity, it cannot be accepted as fact. So Be'ezras Hashem, the schus of this learning should bring schusim not only to the Axarot family, to school mitzvos ulamaisim tovim, our gracious, I could still say you're our hosts, Alyssa, and sponsors, and to their extended families as well, to all of us who took the time to call in and make time to carve out Torah learning during this difficult time, to all the people who will be listening online. It should bring zchus, besoros tovos, yeshuos, refuos, for all of Knesset Yisrael b'chol makom, shehem, amen v'amen. We are not learning again this class before Chag HaPesach with my most heartfelt tefilos. May amake halev. I wish you and your families a healthy, uplifting, meaningful Chag Kasher v'sameach, be'ezros Hashem. Thank you all.